Late summer in the Midwest is tomato season, and whether you're shopping at the grocery store, a discount chain, or your local farmer's market, you'll find the price varies for a plump, juicy tomato. While sun and rain might be free, tomato farmers have to carefully weigh everything else they put into growing their crop. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted visited Herman's Farm in St. Charles County, Missouri, to find out more.
In the back of a barn off Highway 94, Elsie Goki holds a rag and stands at a table surrounded by buckets of fat, red tomatoes. It's been raining off and on this early August day, and the tomato pickers have been rushing the ripe ones into the barn.
I'm just wiping them off because they were wet. I usually don't do this.
Yeah, we don't have to.
I usually stand up in front and wait on customers.
They grow a variety called Red Deuce, and they're huge. Her husband, Tom, picks up a tomato the size of a teapot.
Isn't this sad? Look at that. How beautiful that is. Let me display.
A crack runs the length of the tomato from top to bottom. Goki says it got too much rain while it ripened on the vine.
And it's no good no more now. We just throw it away. But what a shame. Look how beautiful.
Oh, we could eat
look
it.
Look how thick they are. Well, there's so many of them. You know?
I know.
Although the rain has cost the Gokis a few tomatoes today, they've had a successful growing season so far. Tom Goki says it cost him about $15,000 to put in an acre of tomatoes. This year, he planted 3 acres. At about 5,000 plants per acre, he's mid-sized with at least 15,000 plants.
Notice how thick they're hanging on here? We've been picking on this block of tomatoes for the last 5 weeks, and they're still producing.
Goki grew up in a tomato farming family. He says the cost of labor has dropped dramatically since he was a kid, thanks to advances in technology and equipment. Just a decade ago, he says each tomato plant had to have its own stake. Now, they stake every few plants and run twine between them for support.
There's only 20% of the labor that goes into raising this acre of tomatoes today than it was 25 years ago.
But not all costs have dropped. Seed that used to cost $16 an ounce can go for 100 times that today.
But they have got so much more disease resistance built into them that you don't have to give them so much tender love and care like you did years ago because they were so touchy.
Advancements in fertilizer and fungicides have forced Goki to dig deeper into his wallet. He says the chemical bill used to run him about $7,000 for 30 acres. Now that chunk of change only covers 8 acres.
A sack of fertilizer 20 years ago was $5. Okay, now it's $25. And it goes on and on.
Running a tomato farm is risky, Goki says. A bad year of pests and you're out thousands of dollars. But those pricier products help protect his livelihood by keeping his plants healthy and productive.
If I average a buck to a buck and a half a pound, and I pretty much do, okay, and if everything works out well, don't have any hail and everything like that, I could possibly pull easily 50,000 pounds, okay, and actually gross that much money off of an acre of tomato.
That's 50,000 pounds per acre in a good year. Wholesale, each pound goes for $1.50. Of course, at the grocery store, you'll probably see these tomatoes at about $3. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.